You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. Somehow it's time for another monthly forecast. And so before I get into the June forecast for the month ahead, I wanted to take just a little bit of time today to further explain why I do my energy forecasts and how I suggest you might be able to best work with them. As the podcast starts to gather a little bit of traction, I can see that these forecasts are being downloaded a little more than any other episode, which suggests, at this early stage at least, that this may be what people are tuning in for. So before we dive into the forecast, there are a couple of things I just would like to clear up. I want to be really clear what these forecasts are not. You've heard me most likely say before that I am not an astrologer. So these aren't prescriptive, date-specific forecasts, but rather more a bird's eye view of the collective themes that spirit tells us are up ahead. And so being a collective theme, we need to learn how to apply them individually. And there is some onus on you as the individual receiving the forecast to take them on board, to interpret them and apply them in your own life. So these forecasts certainly aren't meant to be used as a crutch or even as some sort of fear-mongering or suggesting that you are powerless against some bigger force. It's quite the opposite, actually. They are here to support you, to help you navigate your own intuitive path. And my hope for them is that they encourage the reminder in you that you are sovereign and powerful in and of your own right. So these forecasts are a collective overview for anyone who is part of this awakening that is occurring here on our earth. They're for anyone who is being called to follow their own intuition or higher guidance and really just to walk their own path. We aren't doing this in isolation. And the High Council of Sages, who are the group of high vibrational beings that I work with to bring these forecasts through, are a group of beings assigned to work with the group of us here awakening. So it's like a collective spiritual support team for a collective of people awakening on our planet. They give me their insights, their information, and really what I think is their wisdom, more like a weather pattern. So they give us a forecast, like a weather forecast, for example, and it's just there so that you can help consider the weather, that you can help consider what is happening in the greater area in which you're going to be as you navigate your own path. So I guess if I was to think of this another way, these forecasts are like the headlines of a news article, but you're able to create your own story with them. So now that that's out of the way, two other things I want to mention just to help set up the June forecast. One is a reminder that we have an annual message around love, love of self and love for others. And I go into that in a bit of detail in an earlier episode, which I will link to in the show notes if you haven't heard that yet. I also want to remind you that for Q2, so for quarter two of 2019, we had the Life Purpose card. And so these 3 months of the year are really about diving in deeper to our life purpose, about understanding our life purpose, the shifting and changing call of where our purpose may be wanting to lead us next. So just want to mention those. And of course, I mentioned that Q2 overview in a previous episode also. So I will link to those in the show notes if you're coming in new today. So before I hit record, I pulled the cards for June. I've pulled one card for the month, and I've also pulled a card for each of the weeks. I've just jotted them down, but I have not gone into any detail yet in receiving their guidance, and I'm about to do that live. Well, at least live to me. You'll get the recording of it so that the High Council of Sages can let us know what these meanings are. Oh, one last thing I want to add in. Some of you may have noticed that when I delivered the May forecast, I actually skipped a week. And the weird thing is that I used exactly the same process. I drew all of the cards, but somehow or other, I only delivered, I guess, what must have been 3 out of 4 weeks. So I didn't correct it, and I also didn't worry about it. Sometimes these things just happen. Like, yes, I made a mistake, but spirit was also part of that. So I've just left it as it is, and I can now see why. We ended May, or the May forecast, with a theme of change, and technically I let it run over 2 weeks. So it may not be as any surprise to you that the card that I have turned over for June is change. So let's see what the High Council of Sages want me to pass on about change. Okay, so the first thing that I'm getting here is actually that there's quite a lot of hope or hopefulness that I feel around the month of June. There is actually quite a positive energy here. I don't think that it's necessarily the easiest of months, but I also don't think that it's the hardest of months either. But I guess when we're considering any sort of change, that may not always be easy. So first and foremost, we need to think about or be open to how change is going to come about this month. I suspect that on a large collective scale, so we're looking at geopolitical landscapes, our leadership, you know, those big picture, even some of the themes or movements that we have arising in our collective, that this could be a big month for these, and that may not be easy. Again, I've got Donald Trump's face popping into my mind here. So I'll be having one eye on what's happening in the US, that there's something brewing here and quite significant change that is ahead. I'm certainly not a political aficionado, but perhaps those of you listening may be. And in fact, it would be really interesting for you to jump into the Facebook group that accompanies this podcast to let me know if actually there is a lot of change that may already be obvious to some that is coming associated with Trump in particular. But beyond this, so there's this big collective change, but we're also going to be able to feel change in our individual lives. Now, I want to be clear, the High Council of Sages is then dividing this into almost two camps or two categories. If you are new to the awakening process, or you've been resisting the awakening and the inner work that's required, June could be a rather, the word that's here actually is forceful, and I'm going to come back and qualify that, but there is something that feels quite impactful or forceful about the change that could turn up in June. So if you fall into that camp where you've been resisting the inner work, or you're just new to awakening, like I said at the outset, this isn't about fear mongering, it's about being able to prepare yourself and to expect the unexpected. So just something to bear in mind. How you do that is going to be determined by your own situation, your life circumstances, where you are in your particular journey. But I suspect if we're being asked to prepare for the unexpected or the unexpected change, it's by taking care of ourselves, making sure that we're as grounded and stable and anchored as we can possibly be. So if we're anticipating change that we aren't yet sure what that's going to be, this could be a month to come back to your rituals, to your rhythm, food, diet, sleep, making sure that you're drinking enough water, all of those sort of basic level self-care needs. And if you can increase the additional type of self-love practices that you can employ, that may be useful. There's a second camp here, though, and this is for people who have been moving through the awakening process now for a number of years, that this isn't such a new concept or a new idea to you. The kind of change that's going to come about in June is the kind of change that may still surprise us, but is very much linked with this idea of life purpose and an emerging, a realization, the arrival of some piece of news, correspondence, celebration, something along those lines that we've actually been waiting for without knowing we've been waiting for it, perhaps. The other part that I want to add to this, and this is for either of the camps that you may feel that you fall within, is that we don't need to sit back and wait for change. This is the kind of month where if we're smart about what we're doing, if we're listening to our intuition, we're following our guidance, we've cultivated the inner landscape, we're doing the inner work, and we're tuned in so that we're recognizing the signs, the symbols, and the way that things are unfolding before each of us individually, then we can actually catalyze change. We can actually proactively bring about change. But here's the rub. We can't be forceful about this. It can certainly be impactful, but we need to be working in unison and in harmony with these forces, not against them. So, with that in mind, let's go through the cards for each of the week. So, for the week of June 3 to June 9, I pulled the Set Free card, and I use my own deck, the Little Sage Oracle cards, for these readings. So if you have the deck at home, you'll know that this card is a woman releasing a bird. And I was really drawn to the bird, to the freedom that this bird has when this woman has released her grip on it. And so this is a week where part of the change is going to come because of what we're being asked or what we're proactively choosing to let go of. So this is a massive week of clearing and cleaning out. Now, I do feel like this is really pointing to deeper level clearing out. This is about old patterns, old behaviors, old viewpoints, old perceptions. It may turn up in a physical sense, so don't be surprised if you suddenly want to clear out your wardrobe or your kitchen cupboards or your electronic files. But they're more symptomatic. It's not necessarily what we're being asked to do, although please defer to your own guidance. That's not a blanket rule to not clear out your wardrobe. It's just to be mindful that this week is really, it feels deeper than that. So this is about clearing out our mental constructs. It's about clearing out emotionally. And I suspect that this is a week where we're likely to want to clear out huge blocks around maybe our finances or our boundaries or our relationships or just the behaviors and patterns that aren't serving us anymore. We also want to bear in mind that this change card is coming up within the context of a quarter that is focused on our life purpose. So while we're going through the change this month, and particularly in this first week where we're being called to set free or we're being asked to look within to see what is now able to be let go of, that this is actually to serve our purpose. So don't be surprised by what or who is coming up for review and what may be set free. There is this element of surprise too, so please don't be surprised if what comes up or who comes up for change and review and being set free this week, even if it's not what you anticipated or the turn of events was not what you had planned or it actually upsets you and jars you, please remember that everything is working for you and that if something is being set free this week, it is to free you up to move you deeper into your life path and your life purpose, even if you cannot see it yet. And so we can't forget that. We can't attach to things and try to hang on or grip or manipulate things this week. We need to be able to surrender and set free. In the second week of June, so what I'm looking loosely as June 10 to June 16, two cards came out of the deck and they were heart chakra and base chakra and they came out stuck together. Last month in May, we had the heart chakra. And so there is a little nod back to what I spoke about last month. Some of that may come in for the renewal and, reflection. And to just reflect upon whether or not we did all the work that we had to do last month. Or to reflect upon the many ways that our heart chakra may have been opened, how we were challenge to open and receive and to give love. Anytime that there is a chakra card in any reading that I give, it is a call to pay attention to that particular chakra. But when I see multiple chakra cards in a reading, there is a broader theme here to be paying attention to our entire energetic system. So I also want to extend this by saying it's not just our chakras, it could be our aura, it could be the meridian lines, it could be, for those of you who are familiar with my more advanced trainings, it could be our guidance gateways or these multidimensional portals that exist in our body. So this is a week where we're going to want to do a lot of the energetic work. And based on the fact that the first week was about letting go, whether we're surprised of what we're letting go or we're proactively letting go, the second week of June is going to ask us to energetically support that. Our heart chakra is going to need support, particularly if, as I've suspected, there is change in our relationships or our financial situation, which I just mentioned before. This would very much link to the heart chakra and the base chakra cards. So the base chakra by itself is usually to get me to talk about issues of stability and safety. It can be our connection to earth, but it's also our ability to anchor, to actually also, more and more this card for me is about our ability to just really be in the grit of humanness and just do what needs to be done. This is something that I'm exploring personally, so I'm filing it away, mental noting this for my own purposes. We're going to be tested through this change around our sense of love, whether we can stay open to this, whether we continue to give through this change, and whether we can feel safe through the change, whether we can still feel an inner sense of stability and connection and an earthness that allows us to know that we are safe. We are safe in this change. We are safe to let go, even if it's challenging us mentally, if it's even challenging us on that bigger geopolitical economic scale. I can't see clearly what it may be at that level, but I suspect that there are some rumblings this month. To me, it does feel more sort of political and these movements, the big themes of our world right now around equality and gender and race and our leadership. There is something really brewing here. And like I said before, I just keep getting my signal from spirit, which is literally me hitting my palm with the fist of my other hand. There is some really impactful, jarring forcefulness at the collective level. But it may also jar us at an individual level. Of course, it may get us at both. We may have something come up in our personal life that shocks us, as well as what's going to be playing out on a bigger level here. So please, 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 right throughout the month, but in particular this week from roughly June 10 to June 16, work with your energy, stay open, ground yourself. In fact, there are some meditations on my website that may help you in particular. So my chakra balancing meditation, because we've got a call to be paying attention to our energy. The ground clear and protect your energy meditation may also be useful in this week. Whatever else you're drawn to there, Just know that you can support yourself in a number of ways. It might be a week for you to reach out to any healers or practitioners if you need an extra boost. Just pay attention intuitively to what you need. Okay, so then I move on to week 3, which is June 17 to 23. And these dates are approximate. It doesn't just tick over on that day, but approximately June 17 to June 23. And the card for this week is Path of Least Resistance. And so this card can turn up, I guess, with a certain energy or presence of its own. And it certainly is mirroring this overall theme of change. I have mentioned resistance already. And look, this could be a week where we're facing resistance. Not all change is proactive. Not all change is something that we want. But anytime the Path of Least Resistance card turns over, it is a reminder that our resistance is there to teach us. Our resistance is really important. It's a litmus test for where we can go internally to clear, heal, or restore in order to manifest what it is that we want. And remember that there's a bigger theme here around our purpose, our path. There is something so important about the work and the change that's coming up this month. So, because so much of it does feel like it could be reactionary or that element of surprise, we're reminded in this week to go into our resistance, to ask our resistance why it's here. What are we resisting? Why are we resisting it? What can we do to be clearing and healing that resistance? This isn't about taking the easiest path. Sometimes in, I guess, more a conversational setting, the path of least resistance can sometimes be used as a phrase to say, well, just take the easiest path, take the pathway that is opening up for you. And I want you to be really mindful before you do that, because any emotion, the good feeling emotions and the not so good feeling emotions, like resistance, are all equal messengers that want to get our attention. And so if we have resistance or any other emotion bubble up and we ignore it and we choose the easy path, that is not actually the most beneficial to our deeper soul level lessons and learning and purpose and exploration. Rest assured, you will still learn the lesson and it's likely to turn up elsewhere. And this certainly doesn't mean that you can't choose an easier pathway. Just feel into the resistance about it first so that you can clear it, you can set it free, you can work with the energetics of this so that you feel safe, so you feel like your heart is open, and then make those choices. Okay, and then on to week 4. Which I've pinpointed as June 24 to June 30. And I've got the Heart Chakra card again. So here is another call for us to keep coming back to our energetic structures, to keep coming back to the wisdom of our energy centers, and to be running the energy through our body. And as I say it this time, I'm reminded of the free energy activation that I had on my website. And as I'm saying this out loud, see, Spirit has an agenda that I don't have, because I'm not even sure if it's still available on my website. So I'm going to make a note and make sure that we will have it available, and it will just be in the show notes for you. I haven't figured that out yet while I'm recording this, but just make sure you defer to the show notes for this, and it will link you through to where you can get that activation. And so as I feel into the message of the Heart Chakra card in this position, it certainly feels like, yes, we need to be supporting our heart again, but this is really now the third chakra card in the month, as well as on the back of what we had in May. And if I remember correctly, also from April, which I think, don't quote me on it, but I think April was the sacral chakra card. There's a lot of energy that's needed here. Spirit's actually pulling me away from the message of the Heart Chakra card, and they're showing me running energy from the heaven and the earth. And that's what I talk about or lead you through in the energy activation meditation. It's a free meditation that I'll share with you. But it is not just about drawing the energy from the cosmos or from the heavens down through our body. We must be receiving energy from the earth. We must be drawing this rich, nutrient, nourishing energy up from the earth and through our bodies. And so there's a real message here about allowing our hearts to be buoyed by the energy that we're drawing up from the earth. We're going to replenish and restore from connecting into the earth energy. So this is really about taking our awareness down into the center of the earth to connect with the core of the earth, with the Mother Earth energy, and to ask her to nourish you, to ask her to feed you, to open your heart, to bring you the kind of groundedness and stability that we've been seeking throughout the month, and to fuel you through this change. Through that process, and because this is about linking in with our life purpose and our particular unique energetic offering in the world, this can also be about taking what has changed, what has transformed and transpired in this month, and allowing us to plug it into the earth. There is a very specific process energetically that as we are awakening and moving through to receiving our purpose and to taking our purpose out into the world, it's not just enough for us to voice it. We actually need to create the energetic grid work and draw our purpose not only into our bodies, but plug it into the earth. And when that is then met by this same energy in the earth to fuel us and to therefore transmit and radiate. And also there's an alchemy that happens when that comes up into our body before we transmit it. There's huge healing and transformation that can take place. And so the energy activation meditation that I mentioned will help you to do that. Spirit wants me to draw one more card. There is an overall theme here that they want me to come back to. So let me do that now. Oh gosh, I've got another chakra card and I've drawn the crown chakra card. So I was just finishing talking about drawing the energy up from the earth. The crown chakra then is very much drawing the energy down from the heavens. There is something about this final week of June, if we're running these energy circuits, if we've surrendered, if we've allowed the change, if we're allowing ourselves to open and to stay very strong and rooted in this change. And by the way, that rootedness is not about being fixed. It's about being stable. It's about your inner strength and your inner power. And if we can cultivate this, essentially this column of strength that's reinforced from the heavens and reinforced from the earth, our bodies as a conduit become incredibly strong. And it's with that kind of strength that real change can be created. Not only do we then become incredibly strong to face whatever challenges or changes or surprises may be coming up for us, we also gather immense strength to take forward into the world what is emerging with our life purpose, that we can emerge into the world with a deeper, truer, more resilient understanding of our purpose and to express it, to transmit it and radiate it out into the world. And while our world is moving through such significant change, it is important that we learn how to do this. It's all too easy to be overwhelmed by the change, to be overwhelmed by the movements and what can actually feel like a lot of hopelessness. I actually addressed this in a minor way in my Q&A episode where someone asked me about how we can come together to heal. And I loosely spoke to this idea. And again, you can go back into last week's episode to hear more on that. But as we're feeling somewhat helpless with these big changes that are happening in our collective, as we're strengthening our own inner bodies of light and a connectedness and a resilience within us energetically, it actually allows us to meet the force and the impact of what's happening in a collective scale. So I'm segueing here because Spirit now wants to talk about, and this can be seen at a collective level, but also individually. And actually, they're showing me, it circles back to something that I said before about the impactfulness and the forcefulness. Sometimes we will feel it as impactful or surprise or forcefulness if we haven't created an inner buoyancy to meet the force of the outer world. So I want to use a really simple example here that they're showing me. One of the things that I personally can struggle with is my inbox, and probably not for the reason that you're thinking. yes, I find it hard to reply to all the emails, but I actually energetically receive them before I've even opened them. And so all of your emails are received by a person. And if it's not me, it's my wonderful assistant, Lauren, who sometimes weathers some of those emails before I do. And so when you're asking me your questions, even if it's a simple thing like rescheduling, I feel the angst that comes with them. So, and sometimes if someone's not very happy, which is few and far between, I feel it before I've opened it. So let me talk to this just as a simple example and something that maybe you can apply in your own life. If we have force coming at us, and you can't see us, but I've just moved my hand from being stretched right out in front of me and pushing in on my heart. If we're receiving a force coming in, maybe to our heart chakras, that we haven't built an internal strength to meet, and we're not able to meet that external force with an equal or greater force of love to be able to meet that. If we don't have an energetic boundary in place to meet it, then it can knock us off guard. And certainly very early on, my energetic boundaries, I was still learning to strengthen them. An email such as that could knock me off course for the rest of the day, if not sometimes the rest of the week. These days that doesn't happen because I've strengthened myself, and it actually takes a lot to knock me off guard. But if that can happen from an email, imagine what happens when there is a collective groundswell with a movement or a collective consciousness, and particularly and quite rightly, ones where there is a lot of anger and activism and activation that is occurring. And that needs to happen. But for those of us who haven't strengthened ourselves internally, individually yet, that is hard to weather. And so Spirit is reminding us that in order to allow change into being collectively and individually, we have to do that energetic work so that it doesn't disrupt us, that it doesn't knock us off course. Because although we can learn in that, and should that happen, that's okay. We're going to learn how to do better next time. But we want to do better. And so if this is your first time and it does knock you over, then okay, you'll learn through that. But if this isn't your first time, then hear this and remind yourself to do the inner work, because it's not enough for us to be sitting on the sidelines or for us to be observing what is happening but feeling that we can't get in amongst it. And however we choose to get in amongst it is, I believe, a very personal exploration and something each of us will come to. But certainly don't come to it out of fear that it will knock you over. Do the inner work. And that can be at that collective level or whatever change is going to come up for you inside this month. Okay. I feel like Spirit could go on, but in terms of this forecast, I'm going to leave it there. I'll sit and just see if there's any other messages, and if so, I'll be sure to share them with you. But I hope that that is useful. We're going to be discussing this throughout the month, of course, in my weekly newsletters and also in the Facebook group. If you haven't joined us, come on over. You are so welcome there and so welcome to be a part of the conversation. And if the conversation that you want to be a part of is not there, then please start the conversation. You are welcome to. Don't be scared. And in fact, maybe through strengthening yourself internally, you may feel like you can start that conversation there. If you feel like you need some help this month as you're weathering your change, if you know that you need some extra support with your energy systems, and this runs far deeper than working with a practitioner or healer, it may be something that is speaking to you in terms of a VIP day with me. A VIP day is definitely a deep dive energetically, so I definitely call on the big picture psychic information for you, an action plan, but it also gives us, because we've got a few hours together, whether you choose a half day or a full day, we have a few hours together to really go into the healing. If you know that this is something that's going to be coming up ongoing for you, if you're in the midst of a great change that's unraveling, then maybe the mentoring program is a good fit for you. And I am actually taking enrollments. I have a few spots that are open and are about to open as some current mentees go forth in their own pathway. So there will be some extra spots coming up soon too. So reach out, get in touch if you've got questions, if my team and I can help you, or you can simply fill out the application forms on the website and we'll either get back to you or just set up a discovery call if there's more that I want to get in to know and to see if I'm a good fit to help you. So please do bear that in mind. So until next week, good luck as this change starts to roll through. And just remember to go gently and to support yourself this month.